Well, let's move on and talk about some really interesting issues about toxicity. There's a lot to talk about. Maybe you can kind of go through it.
If you're just talking about anti-PD-1 alone, it's really very well tolerated. If you look at most of the studies, the grade 3-4 AEs, all grade 3-4 AEs are in the 15% range, 15 to 20% range. If you look at select AEs, it's less than 10%. When you start combining anti-PD-1 with any anti-CTLA-4, the rate of grade 3-4 AEs goes up substantially, right? If you combine it with ipilimumab, depending on the dose of ipilimumab, that rate of grade 3-4 AE could go from 15% with nivo alone, not much higher really with ipi alone, all the way up to anywhere from 30 to 60% grade 3-4 AEs.
So as long as you bring that up about combined therapy, kind of the global kind of feeling I've had talking to people has been is that it's more toxicity, but the same types of toxicity. Is that the case, or is it a different toxicity profile qualitatively?
It's the same type of toxicity, but really compared to ipilimumab more so than nivolumab. So you really just see the ipilimumab toxicities. They're actually very similar, regardless whether it's ipilimumab or nivolumab. They're very similar adverse effects. I think with anti-PD-1, you see more arthralgias, you see more pneumonitis. You don't see that as much with anti-CTLA-4. But when you combine the two, what you're really doing is you're taking the ipilimumab toxicities and you're seeing higher incidence, more severity. So the most common toxicity manifestations involve the skin, the GI tract, the endocrine organs, liver, and then a little bit further down, lung and kidney. Really, the most common thing you see is skin. You rarely see severe skin toxicities, but you can see skin toxicities. The ones that we worry most about are gastrointestinal toxicities. Those are the ones where that you really need to act on right away. As far as symptoms are concerned, patients really present with fatigue, rash, pruritus, arthralgias, diarrhea, nausea, mucositis, some patients with dry eye, dry mouth. You really have to have very close communication with the patients. You really have to have your nurses call them. You have to have them call your nurses. And you really have to treat them early for these adverse events. Otherwise, they can get really very ill. So those are the most common toxicities. But what we're seeing now when we're treating many more patients are really rare adverse events that can be potentially life-threatening. So we see in some patients inflammatory syndromes, for example, HLH, hematopoietic lymphohistiocytosis, which is often fatal. Of the gastrointestinal toxicities, you see colitis, that's common, but sometimes you can see a bowel perforation. Pancreatitis is rare, but we've seen it.